That wasn't that good, but it'll have to do.
Jesus. Well, it was long.
It was very long. Very long, very drawn out.
True, it was rather long. That's true.
Speaking of drawing out.
Yeah.
No one ever talks about how in the police sketches, they never draw out the penis of the criminal.
That's true. They're like, well, hang on. As long as we're talking. Well, no,
that's a fair point, because I mean, if they draw out the penis,
we here at the Bucklecast, we're not people who recant.
We're yeah.
Who recan.
We can't do it.
I know, right? Man.
We can't do it.
No, I'm not going to recant. I will refute.
Can you imagine if you recanted right now? The names people would call you?
Yeah, they call you, hey.
They
can't.
Call me a recanter.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Yeah. I don't want to be a recanter.
They'd be like, look at this disgusting
recanter. Yeah.
Blimey.
No, I don't want to be that. No, I will stick with my
words. Not only will I never recant, I won't allow a decanter in my house. Wow, if wine doesn't need to breathe.
You want to know how unlikely I recant?
No.
Bro, I won't even allow a fucking can in my house.
Wow, so Jad chokes his wine and Pat just allows his soil to die. I see what we're doing here.
Yeah. No cans in Pat's house. Jars. He's got jars of soup. Jars of peaches. Jars of beans.
It's rather jarring for people that come in. But I do have plants. The plants, it's just that they're in little piles of soil.
But also they're leftist Soros plants.
Yes, that's true. And I also have a Russian plant.
It's
a turnip.
So it's a little bitter and off to the left.
Yeah, it's my little turnip, Boris.
Yeah,
you've got all these plants in your house.
Is it a regular turnip or is it a rainbow turnip?
I don't know. No, the rainbow turnips are not allowed.
Well, why not?
Not in Mother Russia.
Oh, that's not fair.
Yeah. Are there rainbow turnips? Is that a thing?
There's definitely rainbow. Yeah, 100%.
No, dude. Russia.
They're beautiful, but they taste exactly the same.
Guys, Russia hates colors. In Russia, there's maybe one or two colors.
In Mother Russia, everything's snow white.
They have light dick skin color, medium dick skin color, and dark dick skin color.
But, all right, that's fine. But
that's what the crayons but you get in Russia.
What about foreskin color?
The name of the crayons.
Yeah. No, the foreskin color, light dick color, medium dick color.
They have like Red October. You know what I mean? They have
like dogs.
So the regular dick color, it's like in the old Crayola box where it was like you had red, orange, and orange, red, which was bullshit. So you had light dick color for the dick, but then dark, Graham, light for the fucking foreskin.
Graham, do you remember that brief time in the 90s when Sharia was an Islamic republic? You know? And we only had black, black crayons. It was horrible. Yeah.
No. They had the 64 color Crayola box with the sharpener, but every color was
this dark, dark martyrdom black.
Yeah. No, it was
people don't really talk about it as much as they used to.
No.
Wait, you guys talking about the Sharia period in North Jersey?
Yeah.
You guys elected that Sharif to be your mayor.
You know, it's a really discussed period in our history. Like, there was a lot of beautiful art that came out of there. It was all black, but there was a lot of emotion behind it.
Do you guys remember that episode of The Sopranos where there was Sharia?
Yes. Do you remember?
Like, not for nothing.
It was the very last episode. It just went to black. Yeah.
Remember the you know in the Jersey Harbor how they have the Statue of Modesty?
Yeah. and they have the larger statue of punishment for
the Statue of Liberty, and it's like this big, and then they have the Statue of Enslavement. It's like gigantic and like standing over it about.
It just hovers. It just hovers.
You know, it's crazy how they're gonna replace the Lincoln's. You know the Confederate monuments that instead of taking them down, what they're gonna do? They had an idea that was inspired by the Sharia period of North Jersey in the 90s.
What are they gonna do?
Instead of taking down the Confederate monuments, right? If there's a statue of like Stonewall Jackson or whatever, they're gonna have a fucking they're gonna build a gigantic, like ungodly sized statue of Lincoln right next to it, like about to step on it. You know what I mean? There's like a terrorizing, like a Lincoln that's so large that it'll like snow at the top of it. You know? Just standing over the statue of Stonewall Jackson, or like a giant Lincoln statue with like his dick coming out, like about to fuck.
To be fair, I feel bad for Stonewall Jackson to the Confederates was fucking Rommel to the Nazis. Like,
stop,
smart man doesn't deserve to get looped in.
Graham.
Well, they both got made into walls. Okay, they were like Graham, they're like Stonewall, huh?
Well, well, Stonewall Jackson got dying by fucking poking his head over one of his stone walls and getting shot.
Graham. Then they put his body in a stone wall, and that's where we get the name Stonewall. Before, they used to call them like rock perpendiculars. But then after Stonewall's body was put into one of these piles of rocks, they're like, let's call this a Stonewall.
Yeah. I mean, he's a wall. It's much like Chris Christie. You know?
Yeah.
He was made into a bridge.
No. Chris Christie is nothing like a wall.
Listen, Graham. From
Chris Christie is like the Jell-O Jiggler that, like, once you got all your shapes out, was okay, just left in the tray.
Okay, let me ask you this.
It still tastes the same.
All right, but tough guy Graham, if Chris Christie was here now, not nailed to anything, just walking around, would you say that to his face?
No, I'd say to his belly because I wouldn't be able to find his face.
Got him. But if Chris Christie... All right, scenario. You're at the bar with your girl, and she's mixed race, and Chris Christie has a problem with that, and he comes up to you, and he makes a joke. How do you respond?
Well, what's his... You tell me, what's his joke?
Well, I don't understand his, you know, something about his hooligans, or it's something racist. But, like, how do you respond to... Because that's what he does. He goes up to bars, and he just, like, he doesn't approve of unions, and he makes jokes. How would you stand up for yourself?
I wouldn't have to stand up because he'd already be squatting. I mean, he'd be tired. You know, it's very difficult for those little legs of his to maintain that weight.
Guys, pausing to save, resending.
What? Ready?
Pausing to save, resending.
What the fuck?
Yep. Pausing to save, resending. Guys, we were talking about Chris Christie, but I've noticed...
Very important question.
Woo! Boy, Graham, I'm going to kill you.
Why?
Jesus Christ.
What did I do?
Zoom is a really religious... Is a religious program, I was saying, because it has a thing that says convert, and it has a thing that says admit.
And it has this... forgive.
Guys, you know what? That's my favorite. That's my favorite song.
Also, I had this whole parallel to fucking Chris Christie and Jabba the Hutt, and I lost it.
Guys, you know what my favorite new app is? It's the app that sponsors the Apocalypse. By the way, you guys are listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn. The Apocalypse is brought to you by the Penitence app. The Penitence app helps you find out how guilty you should feel and how much you should lash yourself because of it.
The Penance app?
Yeah. Penitence? No.
Can you spell that for us, please?
No, I can't spell it. It's Penitence. Penitence.
Penance.
Yes, that's right.
It's like Vice President Penance.
Yeah. And the other day, like, I was, I was walking my dog, right? And, like, this young woman walked by, and she sort of looked at me, and I was like, and she, like, sort of, like, gave me a weird look, and I was like, what of it, right? And I was oh, damn, like, you know, maybe she didn't mean anything by it, and I was rude. So I typed into my Penance app, like, how many lashes do I have to put on myself because of the guilt, right?
Yeah.
It was like, just one. But it has to be on your fucking scrotum.
How deep is that lash? I mean,
it's horrible.
You know, there's levels to this.
Speaking of which, guys,
do you guys know those girls that, like, you're walking down the street and they come up to you and they're like, it's kind of like those people who are like, are you Jewish?
Yeah.
And they come up to you, but it's usually like a really hot girl and she's like, are you sorry? And then she hands you a whip.
Oh God, I am. I am so sorry, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, and they're always like really cute, that you stop, and then they're like, "Are you sorry?"
Then they're always like, "Oh, look, check this out. This is like a whip, you know, like a little cat of nine tails. Like, It'd be. I'm not saying that like you have like, to. It would be kind of cool. Like it'd be kind of cool. If, like you know, you would repent. Like you know, if you put your money where your mouth was and like actually repent. But I don't know. Like you know, whatever.
She's like, yeah, this is a whip or whatever. It's supposed to hurt or something.
It's supposed to like absolve you of your sins or whatever. Because like the pain that you feel is actually absolution directed inward.
Yeah. So you could like whip it at your scrotum real hard if you've been bad. Yeah. Or you could like, you know, do your thing, like whatever, your back or your around your dick. Yeah. Like whip it really hard on your erect dick and have it wrap around.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
In Jersey we get these bitches that are like they're like, oh no, we believe in Qualtric politics. I'm like, what the fuck is Qualtric politics?
It better not be something that's from the real world.
No. But they literally, they're like, no, if you calculate the debt, we're going to be in debt like $20 quadrillion. And I'm just like, okay.
They're always, so they walk around, they're like, they make you like add things together. Like they show up.
Oh no, they ask you very simple questions. They're like, what is your copay for Medicare? What do you pay for taxes? And then let's multiply it by like 12,000 and then multiply it by 12,000 again. And all these girls are smoking
those hot. Those math whores?
Dude, the two blondes I saw last week. Oh, my God. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You'd be like, listen, lady, I never went off the seed standard. All my currency is backed by seeds. Precious seeds.
What kind of seeds, Chad?
Oh, only the
kind of seeds? Because I have seeds to give.
The seeds that make the fattest vegetables.
Oh Jesus, no!
It's like
my seeds make my seeds make the best eggplant, but
eggplant. Oh, yeah. Fat dick bush.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. And plantain bananas.
Yeah. It's horrible. After this went off the seed standard and went on that worthless rock gold.
The rock standard. Yeah, that was the worst. That was during the Sharia period of North Jersey.
Do you guys remember when America was young and we were on the seed standard?
Jed, remember when we were boys?
No. Johnny was the champion that in those days and age.
Yeah. Back when Johnny Appleseed was the chairman of the Fed,
the Federal Reserve.
And, yeah, but the part that nobody remembers is that Johnny Appleseed wasn't planting fucking seeds for apples. He was getting motherfuckers drunk on cider.
Yeah, I'm a cider man myself too.
Graham, yeah, Johnny Appleseed was a motherfucker, and nobody talked about it.
No, he was a motherfucker. Rampant alcoholic. Yeah. And from what I heard, he liked to kidnap dogs.
Really?
And he would get them drunk is the worst part. He would take these dogs, and he would introduce them to the liquor.
Yeah. He would lead these dogs down the wrong path.
Yeah. Graham, do you remember when we were boys in North Jersey? And Jed, you must remember when you were a boy in North Virginia.
In the hills.
Yeah. Yodeling in the hills with your fucking banjo as a boy, right? Do you remember during the Sharia period in the 90s when parts of West Virginia and North Jersey were under the emirate?
We had a different emirate than you.
And the hat keeps getting fatter.
Remember they
great.
Remember how they changed the currency?
What happened under the emirate?
They changed the currency from dollars to rocks.
Rocks?
Yeah, it was terrible. Don't you remember when we had to go to the store when we had to go to the bodega to like buy a fucking pack of gum and we have to like pile a bunch of rocks in front of like
No. Yeah, no, we were like, can we please have like we have no money. Can we please have these double stuffed Oreos, Twizzlers, and like
And
ho-hos, and we have we have no money to give you except what we found at the local DPW. So here are some rocks and some mud that we formed into what might look like rocks.
You know. So pathetic. You were like, do you guys accept seeds? And they were like, no.
No, they didn't accept seeds. No. We brought seeds. They did not accept seeds. No, they were like, we would rather you form rocks with your hands.
But when I was a boy in France, I used to pay for things by just showing my penis. And then when I came to America, they're like,
it's like Star Trek. Like, there is no money in France.
No, I mean,
they're like, in America, we pay for things with pity.
Yeah.
You need to be pitiful. We don't want to see your penis. That's a French thing. It's like, oh, I'm confused.
But the inverse of that, and this is a cross-cultural thing, is the more pitiful your penis, the more valuable in France. Like, if you show an impressive dick, there's no such thing as a wealthy Frenchman with an impressive dick. Because
There it's all like,
The poor are all hungry.
You get brushed off.
Yeah. France, like, let's get this beautiful dick out of here.
Just think of this. When's the last time you saw porn with to do with a big dick and anybody with a French accent? Doesn't happen. Doesn't happen.
What? Shut the fuck up. You have no idea. You've never heard.
No, I'll do it. Dude, I've been through Pornhub 1. I'm waiting for Pornhub 2.
Jad, honestly, not kidding. Graham does have the largest penis in the world.
No, my dick is pretty big, but
it's not the largest in the world, but like Graham's second or third, I'll take that. That's
it's
fine.
It's unhealthy. It's unhealthy large. Like
it's Earth. So the ladies,
you have all this girth. What do you do with it?
Usually, I go towards electrical tape to keep it around my leg so that I can still function as a normal member of society. Because it's difficult when you have, 9 feet of penis.
Graham, do you ever get tired of politicians demanding you apologize for your girth?
No. But what I do get tired of is treating 2 of my 9 inches of the virus. I mean, 2 of the 9 inches have the virus. And I'm like, yo, let's just handle this here. Let's sequester it off. It's okay. And the ladies will be none the wiser. It's fine. We're going to handle this. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Graham, your dick doesn't want to wear a mask when it goes into a store because it thinks it's better than everybody.
No. That, you know what? You're so wrong because my dick is my mask. I just pull it out of the leg of my shorts and wrap it around my mouth. So I'm covered. Okay? This is a mutually beneficial situation.
It's like, don't worry, this man is breathing through his dick.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Oh, guys.
I hate how the CDC hides this from us.
Well, the CDC, though, would be really upset if I wasn't circumcised. Because there might be virus hiding in, the flaps.
You guys know what the CDC stands for?
Yes.
Center of Dick Control.
The crime dick to criminal.
Who's a criminalized dick center. They hate dicks.
Oh, yeah, because they're trying to chop. Oh, that brings us to the subject. Guys, I got an email from Tom Tenney, the head and king of Radio Free Brooklyn, saying that one person has to cut off their dick so that the sun can rise tomorrow.
Mine's going to take like an army and like 3 days, so somebody else.
That's a good point, but I don't think that it should be my dick because I'm the host. So it's like, why should the host have to give up his dick?
Have one dick, and if I cut it off, I won't have any. I mean, do we need, like, okay, the sun?
Yeah, what is it even, right?
Yeah.
Well, who can we kidnap? Whose dick can we take?
Well, we got to think about somebody whose dick is useless or offensive.
Well, I mean...
Well, do you know that movie where Liam Neeson gets kidnapped and like they throw him into a trunk of a car, right?
Yeah.
And, like
they make him kidnap.
Wait. Hold on. Liam Neeson was kidnapped in a movie?
Yeah. Well, whatever.
I thought the whole thing was Liam Neeson just
frees people from being kidnapped. Graham, can you shut the fuck up? Seriously.
No, I can't because I'm too smart.
I'd throw something at you. I'd throw fucking like pure alcohol at you so that it would burn your skin. But like, but no. So Liam Neeson gets kidnapped, right? And they put him in the back of a fucking trunk. And then those kidnappers are like,
I'm sure it's a Buick LeSabre.
Okay. And those kidnappers are driving through the city, right? And then boom, like a truck like sideswipes them, you know? And like these other kidnappers come out and they're like, oh, like hand over the actor. Like we need to have the actor for the reward, right?
Yeah.
And then they take the truck, but they take the car and then they put it into the truck. And then so it's like a new set of actors like driving away.
Hold on. So they free Liam Neeson.
No,
they put the car into the truck.
Right, of course, yeah. So then the new kidnappers...
How do they do that?
What?
Listen, how do they do that?
Can you stop? This isn't a fucking thesis, okay? It's a bit. Can you just go with it for a fucking second? God damn you.
Yeah, Jesus, yeah. Graham, how come you hate bits? You're against them.
A little mise-en-scene, please. Good God, okay.
I don't hate bits.
Liam Neeson, right?
Wait, what does mise-en-scene mean? Does that mean when you have your period? Does that mean, can I guess before you answer?
What?
Does that mean when you have your period in a river?
That is 100% correct, but only when it's a red river.
Okay, so Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson is kidnapped, right? He's been put in the trunk of a car, and that car has been loaded onto a truck. By other kidnappers who are now kidnapping the kidnappers that have Liam Neeson on the stuff, right? And then, yeah, I know. And I know, it's crazy, right? And then, hang on, it gets even crazier. So then they're driving through the city, right, with the car in the back of their truck and Liam Neeson inside of the trunk of the car. And then, right, holy fucking shit, one of those big lift helicopters just swoops in, right? And just fucking picks up the truck. Oh, and they're like, oh shit, fuck.
All right, hold on. So if I understand correctly, we just had three car chases.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Liam Neeson was involved in all of them. He's still badass, and now he...
Yeah. And he's like, I'm a Hollywood actor.
Hold on. Liam Neeson is basically in a Mini, in a Ford, in a fucking truck, in like a Mack truck, like four levels deep into a car, and a Chinook just picked him up.
Right,
like a Chinook helicopter.
I think it's a Chinook. Yeah, the big Chinook is not a Chinook, the heavy lifter. But
yeah, Chinook, bro.
Well, yeah, fine, whatever. I mean, the real heavy lifter. But like, fine, yeah. Then a Chinook comes in, right, and grabs it, right?
I mean, it's got to be Russian.
The Chinook crew is like, hell yeah. And there's like two guys, because it's like weird and parallel, you know what I mean? And they're both like showing each other their dicks.
yeah. That's how a Chinook flies, is the guy at the back shows the guy at the front his dick, and the guy at the front shows the guy in the back his dick.
Right.
Yeah, listen, there's two propellers. And there's two dicks. I mean, how else do you steer the Chinook?
Yeah, there's no other way.
But then
other way. And you've got Liam Neeson in the bottom. So
between these dicks, he's trapped.
You coordinate, because you don't want to crash and kill Liam Neeson.
Okay. Yeah.
That'd be terrible. It'd be a tragedy.
Well, you have to keep your dick out, and you have to make sure the other guy can see it.
You work together. You'd be like, yo, are we going left? I don't know. I mean, we're going right, but
you gotta steer this bitch.
You gotta make sure Liam Neeson hits the ground.
Precious cargo.
Reasonable.
He's a Hollywood actor, right? And he's in there like swinging around in the car. He's like, what's happened to me? I'm a Hollywood actor, right?
No, 100%. He's very upset. He has no idea that two dudes are looking each other in the eye.
He knows talking about. No, he's sharp. He knows. He's like, That's the sound of a car being loaded onto a truck and then being taken by a Chinook if I've ever heard one before.
He's like, should I roll myself into a ball?
I'll save that one for later. Right? Like, we'll get back to that one.
So it's the only trick I got left.
Right. So So Liam Neeson is right there in the trunk of a car, right? And the car is loaded onto a truck, and the truck is being carried by a Chinook helicopter, right?
And yeah, then, I know. Dude, we talked about this. Okay, and so there's two dudes piloting the Chinook helicopter.
With their penises. Okay. Okay. So, but then, wouldn't you know it, a fucking, a Stinger, no, an SA-7 comes up and it's like, fucking, just boom, hits the side of the Chinook, right? And it just starts spinning down. Oh, shit. And they're like, and the guys on it with their penises are like, quickly, jack it harder. It's going to be a crash.
If we ejaculate, it'll throw the safety measures.
They're like, point your dick at my dick. And the other guy's like, point your dick at my dick. We're going to crash.
Yes. And jerk it harder.
Keep it together. Right. Okay. So then, boom, it hits the ground hard, right? But it doesn't kill the crew, but they're fucking beat up, right? And then, holy shit, like, out of the woodwork, these fucking goons in, like, masks with, like, weapons come out, right? And then they fucking attach. Oh, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it if you heard it.
Goons?
Attach
the the goons come out, but it's like, unnecessarily angelic, like, you know, Liam Neeson is lying on the ground. The dudes that were jerking off holding.
No, the guy's in the trunk.
You know, no, the dudes that were jerking off holding the helicopter together are looking. They're like, they're all dazed and it's like, oh,
they have to take all of it with them. You understand?
And all of it's just good.
They have to take the entire thing with them. They can't just take part of it. Liam Neeson is still in the trunk of the car, which is in the truck, which is attached to the Chinook helicopter, right? So these goons.
It's a package. Package, right.
And wouldn't you know it, they have all these cranes and they start loading the whole fucking mess onto a train. Holy shit.
Oh, from a crane to a train?
Crane to a train. God. Did that just rhyme because it was convenient or was that just so natural?
I know. It's because cranes and trains have always worked together against us.
It's true. It's a racket.
Yeah, no, it's true. They're both heavy and can't move without each other. You know, I'll give them that.
Yeah. Trains and cranes are always making deals, right? Because they're all about this.
Yeah.
Money.
That's all they care about.
Yeah.
That's all they give a fuck about.
Yeah. It's horrible. And cranes and trains are always running the news media, right?
Yeah.
They're all about this.
And also the birds, the cranes.
The logo
of NBC is not a peacock. It's a fucking crane in disguise.
Wake up, New York.
Yeah.
Wake up, New York. You sheep.
So Liam Neeson is there, right?
The feathers aren't colors. They're loading every boat.
Graham, gotta learn flow, bro. Holy shit. Oh, the horror. I lost it. Oh, there. Liam Neeson is on there. Liam Neeson is in a car.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about Liam Neeson. But, right. He's a champion. He's around.
He's in a car. And that car is in a truck. And that truck is attached to a Chinook helicopter, which was shot down and then placed on a train. And that train is barreling across the fucking desert. Holy shit. For its destination, right? But then, fuck me, wouldn't you believe it? The train comes to a bridge, right? And they find out...
Hold on. Let me get you straight. So we've got Liam Neeson barreling down the fucking desert in his car, and now we have the train coming to a bridge.
In the fucking train.
Yeah.
It's all inside.
Oh, in the train?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the train. And inside the train is a Chinook helicopter, and inside of that, it's a truck, and inside of the truck is a car. Okay? And inside the car is Liam Neeson. And there he is, just barreling along. And holy shit, wouldn't you know it? They get caught up at the train bridge because they see that there's an obstruction, right? And it's over a river. And then, boom. Oh, wouldn't you know it? These fucking goons come out, right? And they fucking jump them. And they start, like, demanding the fucking... they start demanding the fucking train, right?
And yeah, and they're like, Liam Neeson, let us see half of your butt.
Right.
Liam Neeson, let us see you do the splits. They start making demands.
Right.
But no, and that's fair. They don't need to see his whole butt, just the better half.
And they had a leader.
Very polite.
The other goons didn't have a leader, but these goons did have a leader.
Yeah, the sword like, was Liam Neeson.
Yeah, and he came, he climbed up, and their leader like was elegant, right? And he was dressed in black, and he was.
Yeah,
like,
but you know what though, it the leader was elegant, and it was a big twist. It was Melinda Gates.
Oh shit! You know what she did?
Sent by Bill.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, nobody knew she would be there.
Melinda Gates. The foundation ahead of time.
Okay, now that you've... No, let's not ruin the bit. It wasn't Melinda Gates, actually, okay? It was a figure. It was a leader. Listen.
Who? If not Melinda.
Melinda Gates literally just fucking ran this shit on you. And you don't need... You're refusing to acknowledge that Melinda Gates ran you.
Yeah, the thing about Melinda Gates is you don't see her coming or going.
You thought you knew how this was all going to go. You thought you were smarter than those pushing the virus, those, you know, pushing down the people, and Melinda Gates just fucking threw you a fucking curveball.
Graham, you brought up an important point that I think we should talk about. Is so many fucking creatures think they're smarter than the virus, and they're wrong.
Yeah, I agree with you.
No one is smarter than the virus.
Listen, Pat's very upset right now. He thinks that this is still going to go a certain way, but it's not. Melinda Gates, fuck him.
Stop with the fucking tangents. Stop with the fucking tangents. Okay?
I'm just on a tangent, bro. You got fucked by Melinda Gates.
Okay, Graham is wrong. I forgot that he's bad.
Yeah.
So, tell us what's going on.
Stop with the tangents. Yeah, come on. No tangents!
No rambling.
My mother was killed by a tangent, all right?
She was killed by... Pat's mother was killed by a tangent bullet.
So, to recap, because I'm going to have to recap the entire story to get to the flow. Every time you interrupt...
Yeah, start from the beginning.
Break the flow, it means that we have to recoup the audience with the entirety of the story.
Matter of fact, start the cast.
As long as this is completely confirming that Melinda Gates won the night, continue.
Graham, if you say Melinda Gates again, I'm going to call the Department of Homeland Security and tell them that you're fucking like running guns for ISIS or something. Like, stop.
Really?
Yeah, stop doing the tangents.
Melinda Gates.
Stop, Graham. Let me level this threat before you say one more time. Yeah. If you say Melinda Gates one more time, I'm going to call the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for Paramilitary Operations and Assassination. And
they'll turn you into the foundation of a building.
Jad, do you promise? Do you promise?
No, listen.
So when I say it again. No, but when they land, I can just give them a high five.
Graham, if you say Melinda Gates again, I'm going to call the Bill and Melinda Gates Department of Turning People's Skeletons into Rebar in the foundations of
that's very harsh.
Oh, I'm going to call the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for Frightening Children with Stuffed Bodies.
I'm going to call the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for frying one of your limbs.
I'm going to call the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for having a parade of foreigners fuck your wife while you're forced to walk.
Listen. Yeah. Don't do it, Graham. Don't force our hand.
Okay, guys, listen.
I just thought I was here for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation of like...
Shut the fuck up with this tangent. We've been on this tangent for so long. Fuck this tangent. We have to get off of it, all right? Whatever this tangent train is, we have to get off of it, okay? So speaking of trains, you see how I rerouted it there with my intelligence?
With your trains?
Yeah. So there was a train, right? And on the train, guess who was there? It was Liam Neeson. And he was in a car, and the car was in a truck, and the truck was attached to a Chinook helicopter. And then the Chinook helicopter was put on the fucking train, all right? And then the train was hijacked on a bridge over a river. You got it? Over a river.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, good. And the kidnappers that stopped the train
approached
like the other goons that were holding Liam Neeson, that were holding the goons that were holding Liam Neeson. Yeah.
That's fair.
Right. And they had a leader, right? And he was like tall and like he wore black, right? And he like
Yeah, no, I'm sure he
Yeah, mute yourself. So the leader,
he knows he's wrong.
Yeah, the leader approached the train, right? And he was like, "Ha ha! So we finally got him." And he just pranced on up, right? Pranced on up to the fucking to the train and just hopped on and was like, "Yes, yes, like this will be a pretty one, like this one will bring us much, much, much gold. Many rocks we will have.
Much seed.
Yeah, many rocks and much seed we will have for this one. Oh, good." Right? And the kidnappers were, the kidnapper
and then,
was like,
and then they named him. They were like, "We'll call you Seed Boy.
Yeah.
For all the seed you'll fetch us."
And then he said,
"You don't actually have
Can I talk to the actor?" He says.
Yeah.
And the other goons are like, "I guess, yeah, like you've kidnapped us, right?" And he's like, he walks up onto the train, ha ha, right? And then he walks into the truck that's into the Chinook that's on the train. And then he walks into the fucking truck that's, you know, attached to the Chinook. And then he walks into the car, next to the car that's in the truck. And then he taps on the fucking back of it. And he's like.
Oh, he knocked on some wood?
No, it was a wood truck. And and Lena's like, "What do you want?" And he's like, "We want your tender juices." And Liam Neeson is like, "But I'm a Hollywood actor. Why have you kidnapped me and put me into a truck and then put me into a car and then put the car into a truck and then attach the truck to a Chinook helicopter and then put the Chinook helicopter onto a train and then hijack the train on a bridge?" And he's like,
"You don't mind?"
He's like, "Do you think that we like do you he'll think that we don't take this shit seriously?" He's like, He's like, "We will sell you to the elite for your sweet juices. Ha ha!
Mr. Nielsen, we will sell you to the most expensive milkers who will suck you dry.
They will milk you of your actor milk. Ha ha!" Right?
"Liam Neeson, we will take you to Davos and sell you to the world elite who will milk you. Take your milk into a cheese."
Well, then,
you know who's sitting. You know who's sitting in Liam Neeson's train car?
Who?
Fucking drugged out Mickey Mouse.
You guys support how the government...
It's like Mickey Mouse, what the fuck are you doing here?
Okay, enough with Mickey Mouse. So, hey, guys, again, the tangent. What the fuck? So, they're on the bridge, and he's talking to the actor, right? And then they dynamite the fucking bridge. And the entire thing falls onto a goddamn barge. Holy shit, right? Yeah. So, Liam Neeson is in a car that's in a truck that's attached to a Chinook. That's in a train car that's on a fucking bridge that has collapsed onto a fucking barge that's heading out to the fucking open sea, right? And he has to fight.
Wait, which sea? The WNYC? Yeah. The cruel WNYC.
Graham, where are you? And do you know what the name? Do you know what the name of that movie is?
Wait, Liam Neeson had no last words?
No. He said, "I'm a Hollywood actor. Why have you done this to me?" He's like, "I have a certain set of skills of being a little bitch and rolling into a ball. Like, don't make me use it." Right?
And like, don't make me roll into a ball.
And the Capitano is like, "Ha ha! No, 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 no.
Liam Neeson will not be a little bitch, but he'll absolutely do not let me roll to a little ball.
He is a little bitch. That's the point of the
Well, you know the thing about Liam Neeson when he was a boy? He grew up as a little ball.
Yeah, but he was raised as a dog. You know? So it's like I'm saying it literally, he was told that he was a dog and they're like, "Look at this bitch." You know?
He was the dog that was bred to
So do you know the name of that movie?
Losing to the virus.
No, Liam Neeson was a dog that was bred to fuck people.
Oh, the virus dogs. The plague dogs. Do you know what the name of that movie is about Liam Neeson being trapped in a car that's in a truck that's on a Chinook that's on a train car that's on a bridge that's on a barge?
Oh, you're talking about plague dogs.
No. Do you know what the movie's called?
It's called. I thought it was because the whole thing's being cooked. Chef Boyardee Ronies.
Close. Actually, you have the right idea, Graham. I have to say I'm impressed. The movie is called Turkuckton.
Cheers.
You got it.
It's horrible. It's horrible how they raised Liam Neeson as a dog. Yeah. Just to be fucked.
Speaking of dogs.
People.
Guys, do you remember how Pooh Bear got blackpilled? Or Pooh Bear is encouraging people to get blackpilled?
Oh, yeah. Horrible.
Getting what?
He's like, you might... Wait, hang on.
Getting what?
You have to explain what blackpilled is again.
What the fuck is blackpilled? What is blackpilled?
It's when you become an incel.
What?
The thing is, here's what I understand. Involuntary is in that. You can't choose to be blackpilled.
No, but it's when you decide that, like, nothing good can ever happen and, like, existence is just nihilism and you should be, like, a nuisance to the living.
Yeah, so you're talking about straight nihilism.
Oh, but it's, like, it's when you accept it, right? It's when you accept that you're never gonna, that you slice your dick off?
Yeah, exactly. So Pooh is encouraging the other animals to become incels and to carry out a modern operation, obviously. Right? So, with virus.
Yeah. No, for whatever reason, I can't get to whatever you said.
Incel's not like Taylor Swift, because she's... They have to kill Taylor Swift because she betrayed Arianism. With virus.
No. I mean, she was 97% of the way there, but she just wasn't white enough.
Exactly. Yeah.
She almost made it, but you didn't get there. So next.
No, because she's a Democrat. She's against all sweet virus, so it must be her death.
I mean, if we want to go next in line for celebrities, I think Harry Styles is right in line for that shit.
She spoke out against the virus.
Really, have you seen, like, skinny Adele? Weird.
I like her a little plumper.
Oh, I mean, I'm always for 10 pounds too much than 10 pounds too few. And actually, last night I was working, and
No, don't tell me an aside, because then I have to edit it. I don't want to edit shit.
Dude, you never edit shit regardless.
I don't want to. I don't talk about personal life shit.
You never edit shit.
Jad, where are you?
Jad?
Jad, you fucking piece of shit.
Jad? I don't know. Maybe the glass and sand is back in his vagina.
No, here he is.
Oh, I see him. Looks like Weird Al Yankovic coming from the background.
Check the notes. I'm resending.
Oh, no. Haven't we finished the cast? What is this?
No, because we need as much as possible, and we're on a real roll, okay? Resending. Okay?
Okay? Resending what?
The cast was young.
We're doing
Pooh. And our dicks were long.
We're going to do Pooh, all right?
What?
Pooh goes after Taylor Swift because she spoke out against the virus.
I don't give a shit about it.
Boy, you there, boy. This is against the virus.
Yes, I'm sending it, all right? I'm resending. Answer, okay? Answer, right now. Bye. Answer, please. We must...
Admit!
Okay, ready? Pooh is... We're gonna... Taylor Swift has betrayed us by speaking out against the virus. So, Pooh needs to plan... We become black-pilled and plan a martyrdom operation, okay? You got it?
Yeah, who do you play this?
And you're going to have to talk about The Matrix. Be like, have you seen The Matrix? Like,
stop.
What?
All right, I finally got you. No, I haven't heard anything you've said for the last like 20 seconds.
Well, who's getting black-pilled? So, and Pooh's going to get black-pilled, and we're going to conduct a martyrdom operation to kill Taylor Swift because she spoke out against our precious virus. Okay? So, Jad, you're going to have to be like, Piglet, do you ever feel doomed? Do you ever feel like you'll never get it? Okay?
No. I'm gonna start it differently. Who are you?
Piglet.
Eeyore? No, you're Piglet.
And he's Eeyore, yeah.
No, but I need.
Are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording. Go.
No, but I need a character forward, like, you know.
You're Eeyore. Just Winnie the Pooh. Read the chat. Eeyore, Winnie the Pooh, Jad, go. Winnie the Pooh and Eeyore and Piglet are hanging out in the Hundred Acre Woods, right? And they're preparing to one of their friends has let them down. Okay, go.
Well, Jesus, fuck.
Piglet, have you been thinking about her?
Well, who are you talking about?
Who? I think you know what I mean, you pig. Oh. Have you been thinking about her who betrayed us?
Whoever could you mean? I don't know of many people that could have potentially betrayed you, me, and Eeyore, a simple piglet, bear, and donkey.
Oh, it's that thin bitch, Taylor Swift.
Oh, yes, she did betray us, right? Tell me again why she betrayed us.
She turned her back on the virus, you piglet. How does it make you feel?
Oh, no. Our sweet
does it,
virus.
Does it make you feel rage?
It does kind of piss me off. You sure have indoctrinated us to appreciate this virus.
Tell me, Eeyore, does Taylor Swift's betrayal make you long for the law of God?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Hey, check the chat.
You know, Taylor Swift can go fuck herself. I don't understand why I'm obligated to carry her virus.
That's a good point. Why should we have to carry on the viral load for Miss Swift?
It's true. Listen here, Piglet and cruel donkey. Have you ever read The Matrix?
Well, like the famous novel about like a world within a world?
The chapter in the Bible.
Oh yeah.
If you guys Piglet, Eeyore, have you ever read Matrix 12:13 in the Bible?
You'll have to refresh my memory.
It says that a thin bitch will betray us and she will deny the virus.
Eeyore 7/16 says, ye will put your knees forward and your feet down. Those will spread their knees as much. Those with sin will enter Eeyore's knees. Tongues aflame with sin and virus.
It's you guys know like the book of Matthew and Job and those cucks?
Yeah.
This is from the book of tongues.
Yeah. It describes all the different tongues and like how they licked in the Bible. Yeah. But hang on, back to Pooh, all right? Yeah.
The tongues get active fast.
Guys, back to Pooh. No tangents. No fucking tangents, all right?
You have to poo, and we're not supposed to go on
tangent. Piglet spat on her.
Oh, Piglet, no. Do you respect the virus?
You want a pinky swear to me? No tangent on Pat pooing?
No tangent, all right? No tangents. No.
I'm going to break that pinky swear so fast.
Can you continue? Okay.
Listen. Piglet and Pooh, sorry, Piglet and Eeyore, this thin bitch has betrayed us. She's gone against the secret parts of the Bible.
Oh my God, the secret parts that only the people who are the angriest for Christ are allowed to see?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, Piglet. The verses that are reserved for those who hate everyone but God.
Jesus, do you think that you're going to reserve some of this religious zealotry for Christopher Robin to teach him the ways?
Christopher Robbins already knows. Boys, what are we going to do about this Taylor Swift who rejects our teachings and goes about, she tells people about, she goes on about other things that aren't in the Bible.
Hey, guys. You know, I think it's time for us to get revenge on that infidel bitch, Taylor Swift, for talking shit about our beloved virus. I say we conduct a martyrdom operation.
Well, Eeyore, are you afraid of martyrdom or operations?
But I've noticed.
No. What? No. Eeyore might have gotten a payment from Taylor Swift. We might need to talk about this a little more.
Eeyore, are you a shill bitch?
What will you offer me?
Eeyore? Wait, Eeyore, how about eternal life?
Eeyore, would you like to not go to hell and be fucked to death forever?
I mean, Eeyore has never been touched. Maybe being fucked forever wouldn't be the worst. What else do you have to offer?
Eeyore, would you like to be fucked for some time by a cruel piglet?
Oh, by a piglet? With a little nub of a... what do you offer?
Speak no more, Eeyore. Piglet, I command you to plug this donkey.
Read it.
You donkey.
I say you donkey. I read it. Lube yourselves up for you, God.
Oh, great. No, that was for Dad.
Lube yourselves up for you, God. You donkey. You donkey. Lube yourselves up for God. Hey. Make yourself loose for this piglet.
Hey.
Why yourself?
Hey, Pooh, listen, I feel like I do want to get revenge on Taylor Swift for speaking out against our beloved virus. Also for the fact that we're stuffed animals and we don't have penises. And we'll never be able to make love to a beautiful woman like that. But is there some kind of pill that I could take that might prepare me for this?
You ignorant, selfish, ugly piglet. There is the black pill.
Whoa, what's the black pill?
Listen, you stupid, smelly, hard to look at piglet. The black pill makes you accept that no one wants.
What was that?
and don't forget, once you finally have the Ingu, you have the cure.
We have to not forget that Ingu carries the cure.
The cure within her. No, but please. So what kind of pill? Oh, wow. Pooh, listen. I think that Taylor Swift has to pay. So it's time for us to, let's get some fucking virus on, huh?
Piglet. You have to black pill this cruel woman and force her into a life of cuckoldry.
No, we have to black pill the donkey. Taylor Swift is gonna die. That's
you have to make sure this donkey never fucks. You have to black pill him.
Hey, donkey, have you ever thought about the unending nothingness of void? Have you ever thought about this, the
Donkey,
loneliness of existence?
Have you ever considered never fucking ever? Donkey, have you ever considered
burying your dick so no one can find it.
Hey, donkey, have you ever considered burning your dick after you've buried it? So that, and then spreading the ashes so that no one even knows where it was fucking put?
Donkey, have you ever considered burning your dick in a steel box and then locking it and then burying the steel box?
Hey, donkey.
Have you ever considered leaving your balls out?
Donkey, have you ever considered removing your penis and then killing everyone that ever knew you so that even the concept that you had a penis is not remembered? Not crystallized somewhere else in eternity. We'll have you, donkey. Hey, Pooh.
Yes.
Listen. What are the instructions? I don't like the way that this tailor stitches. I think that it's time for us to swiftly take her out.
She's got some thick needles and heavy strands.
Yes, I want both of you to take part in swifting this tailor into a box that is burned.
Winging.
Oh, I have distressing news.
No! What kind of news do you have, Pooh?
Listen here, Piglet. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You there, donkey. Are you listening?
You mean Eeyore?
You there, donkey. You there, Eeyore. Piglet. Did you ever notice that you were a motherless slut? Did you ever notice that you were motherless sluts and that you had no mother? Yeah, it turns out that you do have a mother.
Yes, I don't have a mother. I was always like, suddenly I'm in existence and I belong to Christopher Robin and I love him so much, but I don't know how I am or where I come from.
Piglet, do you remember when you were a boy and the other boys used to point at you and say, motherless pig?
I do, yeah, that wasn't great. I didn't like it. I didn't like that.
Well, now, 30 years later, you can say I had a mother, and her name was Taylor Swift.
Jesus Christ. What? Why do you say that?
Because she pushed you out of her plug. She is a tailor, you cruel pig. And she sued you together. She sued your dick to your balls.
Oh,
Jesus. Piglet.
Yes? Yes, Eeyore?
Please. Take it. I don't have that. And it could be worse.
Hey, Eeyore, are you saying that you don't have a penis?
Well, you could have a kawaka.
So listen, it sounds like Eeyore has already been blackpilled and we're ready to kill Taylor Swift. Let's...
You damn Piglet, your mother had a choice to make. Which one of her boys would get the penis? And she looked at Graham and she shook her head no.
No, at Eeyore.
At Eeyore.
Yeah, fuck you.
And she said, not worthy.
But... So I get the kawaka.
What?
Nobody knows what that is.
No, don't make no references.
Taylor Swift power over dicks.
Okay, so. Hey, donkey. Are you ready to die to kill Taylor Swift? For God? Because she spoke out against the virus?
I don't know. Which God am I talking to?
The Muslim
Catholic God.
What?
No.
Catholic God.
Well, in that case, this pretty much sucks. So,
Protestant
yeah.
God, we're good. Protestant God.
Now make yourself
you know how difficult it is to make fucking Eeyore dying for a cause inspiring. Like, that's insanity. There's no way to do that.
No, you have to pick the right god.
Read it.
No, they all suck.
Listen, let's get to filling this slot up with virus.
Yeah, let's do that.
Eeyore, open your holes to our virus.
Hey.
My holes are already full.
A virus?
Full of virus, you say?
Sadness. How can you fill my holes? Tell me.
I mean, sorry. Hey, Eeyore. Do you ever think about, like, what's the point? And, like, you'd like to just get back at everybody that ever fucking disrespected you?
You mean...
like, everyone that ever made you feel left then? What?
Do you mean pulling some of the sawdust out of my sawdust?
Out of your pussy.
Yes. Hey, Eeyore, when you go to a psychologist, are they just like, hey, let's open this shit up and, like, switch out the sawdust?
Yeah, are they like, let's open this up and mix it together?
You know, I heard that there's a new service for humans, which is like brain cleaning. When they just get up on in there and they just slosh it around and like make it clean and good. You know?
And they piss in it.
I just really want my sawdust to light a little fire.
Hey, guys. I think that we've been, this has been a great conversation all, but I think that we've been fucking around a little bit too much. It's time for us to get revenge on all the, for all the men that don't get to pork Taylor Swift's.
Yeah, it's horrible how many people don't get to fuck her. And I don't think it's fair.
Where's the voice?
No, as a...
Do the voice.
It's hard to do that voice for a long time. Because it's like,
hey, you there! We you!
You!
You there, boy!
But you have to do it. It's time for you to take the black pill, yo. Yo, it's time for this fucking donkey to take the black pill. I know. Hey, guys! I think it's time for this fucking donkey to take the black pill so we can get revenge for everyone.
You there, donkey! Swallow this pill!
Wow, that pill is fucking gigantic. Here, have some fucking milk to wash that pill down, donkey. Lap it up!
Yeah, donkey, sit on this enormous pill.
Wait, oh.
Wait. Yeah, donkey. Sit on this enormous mainstream media pill and shove it up your ass, you fuck. No. Listen here, Eeyore. If you
no, nobody, nobody told Eeyore that he was taking a fucking suppository.
Yeah. Hey, Eeyore, do you want me to help lube you up to prepare for that suppository?
No. It sucks enough. I don't need anybody else to be involved. I'll deal with it myself.
Who? What's the plan?
Fill this boy with virus.
I changed my mind.
Fill the donkey with virus?
Where's Piglet? Where's Rue? Where's Christopher Robinson? I need help.
Fill the room with virus. Did you say Rue?
Fill the room with virus in its cruel pouch.
Jesus Christ, I sure do hope that the Roo doesn't show up and start giving us shit.
I hope that the Roo offers its pouch to the virus. You there, pointless Roo. Open yourself to the virus.
Is Christopher Robinson here? It's an emotional moment.
Let the virus fill your hood.
Well,
check the chat. Dad.
Oh, I'm too drunk.
Check the chat. Do the Roo voice. Do the Roo.
Right.
Hey, Roo, do you have any medicine in that pouch of yours? Any pills of specific color?
Yeah, I got these black pills, mate. Take them as a mainstream media.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's
really look at the cock.
Will that help me achieve ego death?
Right, and in the prophet himself.
Hey, listen, guys. I sure hope that we don't get attacked by any squid, you know? Because we here at the mainstream media don't like squid, you know?
Yeah, and you know what? Nobody knows how we became the mainstream media.
Yeah.
But what we did, like, we went to a stream where all the media was and we took it.
Yeah, like, where are all these streams, you know? Like, yeah. Oh, guys, shit.
I'm 100% allergic to seafood, so there we go.
Speaking of seafood, I think we're being attacked by squid.
Oh, God. I hope they don't fuck us before they kill us.
Oh, yeah. I hope that they don't try and latch on to us and put
the seeds inside of us. I hope they don't make us suck their dicks before they kill us. I hope they don't force their assholes onto our tongues before they kill us.
Jesus Christ. I hope that they don't, like, mimic us in flesh and then, like, make us make love to ourselves before they humiliate us by crushing us.
I hope they don't take our form and make us come in ourselves before they kill us.
Yeah. I hope that they don't learn how to, like, mimic our mother's voice, you know, and then, like, sing us to sleep. And then, like, as soon as we're lulled into a false sense of security, like the mainstream media, then just strike us and just gently kill us.
I hope they don't learn how to write poetry that makes us want to leave our dicks out at night so they can lop them off.
And as the conscientious objector from this whole thing, I will lick the butthole of the cutest lady that listens to our next cast.
Oh, no women listen to this except for Japanese.
There's no women that listen to it. Yeah. None. That's why we're being attacked by squid.
Together.
Oh, yep. Jesus Christ, those are definitely squid. Fuck. Oh, guys. No.
I wanted to make this to you before the squid came, but I always preferred them to you. Boys.
I sure do hope that when the squid teach us their language, it's not only to enslave us.
I hope when the squid teach us their language, it's not just sex positions from when they fuck us all the time.
I hope that when the squid teach us a new religion, that their God bears some similarities to our God that can be integrated easily.
I hope when the squid teaches about the one true God, there's a way for people who aren't squid to get into heaven and not get fucked to death in squid hell.
I hope that when we have tentacles, that we're able to use them for good, like, so that you can get more done, you know?
I hope that when the one true squid god comes to be, that I just really don't need to be choked.
Yeah.
Squid. I hope that the squid don't latch onto my fucking bloodstream and then eat my lungs and then replace my breathing system with just something that puts fucking pure oxygen into it and cycles it.
I hope when the squid show up, they don't twist my balls while jacking me off. Yeah.
I hope that the squid don't smash balls.
I hope when the squid show up, they actually do twist my balls, but only so gently, just the right way.
The squid don't smash all the images of Jesus.
Nothing living. Be fair.
What was that?
No, I'm saying, like, you know.
I can't hear you over the sound of all these squid. Oh my god! Let's reach the hall.
Oh! Oh, shit. They didn't agree to anything. They fucked me to death. They squid.
Dad, of all the places, of all the places that they could have breached,
they could have breached anything else.
Yo, Pat.
Bam. Yes.
Are you gonna finally? Are you gonna post this one?
No, because we'll have been killed by the squid. Oh Jesus! They're armed. That's it. They're coming for us. I can smell them. Oh God! No.